Welcome to WQCS.org. I'm Jenny Gould with another edition of Flora Days. Marvin and Beverly Tyson used to raise beef cattle on a small spread behind their home in Fellsmere in Indian River County.
Marvin always handled them immediately when they were born, so they became gentle. A lot of them were hand-fed. Of course, the mothers were gentle because they'd been hand-raised.
Did you hand-feed some of them?
I did. It was quite an experience. They have a large plastic bottle with a large nipple on the end. The little ones bump their mother. They would bump you just like you were the mother and just go after the milk.
It was milk from the mama cow, right?
No, it was milk that we mixed. There was a dry formula that you mixed with water. One morning, I looked out on the ditch bank. A mother was ready to give birth. When she did, the calf rolled off into the ditch, which had water in it. I bolted out the door. I pulled the baby out of the water and got his head up. She couldn't tell the difference in the calf or myself because we both had the same odor at that point, so she was cleaning both of us.
When the pasture wasn't producing enough grass, the Tysons fed their herd from the back of their truck.
Marvin would drive the truck. I would get in the back and open the bags and leave the tailgate down and just jiggle the cubes out of the bag, and the cows just followed the cubes. Sometimes when it was a hot day and we'd been working, we would get a beer and go out back. The cattle were so gentle when we were in the yard, they would come up to the fence. One day I thought, well, this might be fun. Well, I'll just see if he likes beer. So the young bull was there, so I poured a little beer on the end of his nose, and he licked it off quickly and liked it. Eventually, he learned how to drink a whole bottle of beer.
Did it have any noticeable effect on him?
No, it would affect me quicker than it would him because of the body weight.
He weighed about 1,000 pounds, I guess.
That's right. We did sell him, and we neglected to tell the new owner that he liked beer. So the new owner was talking with one of his clients one day, and they were having a beer. They were near the pasture where the bull was. He came loping up to try to take their beers. The new owner talked with us about it. We said, oh, sorry, we forgot to tell you he's a beer drinker.
The big-headed yellow cur dog, that's the rancher's best friend, right?
Well, they're not always big-headed and they're not always yellow, but they have beautiful heads. One good dog will take the place of 3 good men.
So that's not just a saying, that's really true.
That's really true. They're hard to come by. You have to know somebody that has had the bloodlines, and people are very protective with this type of dog.
Is it a purebred of something or other?
It is not a purebred. There's a leopard dog, or glass-eyed dogs, leopard glass-eyed dogs. I call them stock dogs because you not only use them for cattle, you use them for hogs. You have to have a good dog man or dog woman.
You're a good dog woman, right?
I wouldn't say that, but I'd say Marvin was a good dog man. I learned from him. He taught me to work first. The dogs were taught if they did something wrong, they were reprimanded just like I was.
We're not talking about a fancy dog obedience school, I don't think.
Not by any stretch of the imagination. In Florida, where the land is flat and the cattle can get away from you, they could get ahead of the cattle and hold the cattle up for you.
So in Florida, it's not so much a case of the dogs hurrying the cattle along, it's holding them back.
Exactly.
How many dogs would be able to control, let's say, a herd of 100 head of cattle? 2?
One good dog could do that, but 2 would be better.
Marvin and Beverly Tyson are Florida natives whose roots in the state go back to the mid-19th century. Their cattle raising years are behind them, and they live in Vero Beach now. Beverly serves as executive director of the Indian River County Historical Society. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.